She'll never see it. If I put it here under the table, it'll be invisible until I can pull it out later. Oh, oh wait, time to start. Hey, I'm Griff.
And I'm Audrey Tracy.
And this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
Every week on Selling on eBay, we bring you selling news and advice from eBay sellers, employees, and industry experts on how to run and grow a business on eBay.
And don't forget, you, yes you, you can be part of the fun as well. Our podcast hotline is open 24/7, and that number is 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630. Call in with your question or comment or suggestion, and you could end up on the air with us. Hey, Audrey.
What, Griff?
Congratulations.
Congratulations for what?
It's our first official Selling on eBay podcast anniversary.
Anniversary? What anniversary?
It's episode number 4. That means 4 shows in 4 weeks. And that means Selling on eBay is 1 month old. That's because there are 4 weeks in a month. So happy 1 month anniversary, Audrey.
Oh, brother. It's only a month. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But wait, look here. Let me reach under here. Ta-da! Look. I baked us a 1 month anniversary cake. Here, let me cut you a piece.
I get it now. This whole 1 month anniversary thing, this is just an excuse to eat on the air.
Eat on the air? Me? Why, you cut me to the quick, woman. I would never eat on the air. That would be extremely unprofessional.
Extremely. Mm. Now put the cake away and let's get on with the show.
Okay, I'll put it away. So.
Put it away in your mouth.
Mmm, nice cake. what do you have for this week?
At least there's one adult in the studio. Mm,
yeah.
This week, we're talking to eBay Vice President of Seller Experience, Bob Cuppins, on planning for the holiday selling season. Mm,
excellent. What else?
Here's a napkin. Wipe your mouth.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to eat on the air. I just can't help myself. Here. That's all clean. Now, what else?
Liz Austin will be back with another What's Trending on eBay segment.
That should be fun.
I hear you have quite a few seller questions to answer.
Yeah, matter of fact, I do. We had some calls and some email questions for this week on topics that I'm sure are going to be of interest to any seller on eBay.
Can't wait to hear them. Sounds like a jam-packed show.
It is, especially if you like, ta-da, cake!
Incorrigible. You know what they say about cake, don't you?
It's nutritious and delicious?
No. They say a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Oh, I see your point.
Finally. Now let's put the fork down and get on with the show.
Okay, let's.
First up, seller news. First up, an email sent in error. On August 20th, 2018, eBay sent an email with the subject line, "Keep your account in good standing, payment needed," indicating that a payment was due. This email was inadvertently sent to some sellers who had already paid. We're currently working to update sellers who received this email. We're sorry for any time you spent reviewing and responding to the email. The bottom line is, if your account is in good standing, there is no action required by you. If you did get this email and have further questions, be sure to follow the link inside the email. On behalf of eBay, we apologize for the confusion and any concern this email may have caused you.
Yeah, did you get the email?
I did not.
Yeah, I think I did, but I just kind of ignored it. And when it came, I thought, well, this doesn't pertain to me, but there were a lot of sellers, I think, that immediately thought, wait a minute, I don't owe any money. And then this causes some anxiety. And
yes, yes. Yeah. So apologies. And like I said, if you are in good standing, there's nothing to do.
Just don't even think about it.
Next, we have an update on Hurricane Lane.
Yeah, Audrey, there's big news here from the Big Island. And at the time we recorded this segment, Hurricane Lane was bearing down on the Big Island of Hawaii at a Category 4 strength. This is huge. Now, many services, including postal services, were suspended on Thursday, August 23rd. This could result in disruption of eBay packages sent to and from the island. So stay tuned to the eBay announcement board for updates on the situation in Hawaii. And remember, eBay always shields sellers from adverse impact on their seller performance metrics when their businesses are disrupted by any major natural or man-made widespread catastrophe like a hurricane. And this means if you sell on the island, if you're located there and you sell, or if you are selling to a buyer on the island. So it's not just sellers on the Big Island, Hawaii, or any islands that are impacted. It could be you selling to a customer. In both cases, you're protected from any adverse impact on your metrics.
And another tip is to communicate with your buyer. If are a seller on Hawaiian Islands and you can't get your package out because of this, be sure to let your buyer know. Most folks are wonderful and understanding, particularly about an emergency like this. But just let your buyer know.
If you can. If you're on the island and you can communicate, you may not be able to reach a buyer on the island for a couple days. Let's hope the impact isn't really severe. And now some news from eBay Motors. Audrey?
So eBay recently announced some very cool enhancements to the eBay Motors buying experience. Now, whether you're a DIYer tackling a simple car repair or a serious gearhead with a difficult project, there are two new ways to shop for parts and accessories on eBay Motors. On August 14th, eBay released their latest auto feature, Shop by Diagram, which allows shoppers to use interactive schematics to determine which parts are necessary, then quickly make the exact items they need available for purchase.
Yeah, it's very cool. eBay Shop by Diagram makes it easy to find any auto part, even if a shopper doesn't know the part's name or part number, by making your car's schematic diagram interactive. For the first time, professional and amateur mechanics can use visual diagrams to shop for the exact part they need for a project. Now, eBay's proprietary technology combs through millions of listed parts that match the visual diagram for each vehicle. And eBay's fitment technology guarantees compatibility with the year, make, and model of the vehicle selected by the shopper. It's so cool.
That's very cool. And for someone like me who doesn't know anything about cars, this is going to be fantastic.
Same here.
Yeah. I put the gas in. I press the
the start button.
Yeah. What's the? I don't even press the gas, press the brake. That's all I know.
Do you have
cars.
A driver's license?
I
this
do.
Doesn't sound good.
I know. Believe it or not, I do. The updated My Garage experience offers custom storefront for every auto shopper. By saving the details of their cars, trucks, and motorcycles, including year, make, model, trim level, and engine type, into the My Garage destination, shoppers get streamlined access to their parts specific to their vehicle. When a shopper searches for any item, eBay will only surface items that fit the vehicles in their virtual garages.
Yeah, you know, the My Garage feature has been around for a while, but they keep enhancing it. So if you're a car buyer, a car seller, car aficionado, or if you've never shopped on eBay Motors and you're looking for maybe parts for your car, it doesn't have to be a classic. A car, it could be any car. This is something you should really check out. It really makes shopping a lot easier.
Even if you're a car dummy like me. I don't know anything about cars, but I used My Garage and I got the right windshield wipers for my car. I would never know how to shop, like how to search for that online without the My Garage feature.
Guys are supposed to know this stuff and I feel like I'm always at a loss. So when I walk into one of the car shops looking for parts, I was like, put my hands in my pocket and say, yeah, you know, I need a LLF.
I'm a macho man and I need a blah, blah, blah.
And they see right through it.
Well, then you should use My Garage and avoid all that puffery.
And when you're talking about the feature, My Garage, not yes. I can't use your garage.
Right. Sorry. Right. Use the eBay My
Thank
Garage
you.
Feature. Right.
Upcoming, we're going to talk about the seller-hosted events, AK meetups. Sellers often like to learn, and they get new information and share best practices directly with each other or eBay staff in person. In-person meetings are organized and run by eBay sellers who live in your area or are trade shows or events where there's eBay staff in attendance. These events give you the opportunity to learn from other sellers and develop local resources and build friendships. And we got a lot of these.
Here are some upcoming eBay in-person events.
On August 28th, Tuesday, the Bay Area eBay Sellers regular monthly meetup will take place at the eBay headquarters in San Jose, California from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hors d'oeuvres and coffee will be served.
On September 5th, the Oregon E-Commerce Sellers Group in Portland, Oregon will meet from 6:30 to 9 p.m. To learn more, like the location details, you have to join their meetup group. Search meetup.com on the words Oregon E-Commerce Sellers Group. Again, yeah. Oregon E-Commerce Sellers Group.
Right, and that's at meetup.com. Some of the groups like to keep their details only available to members, so you might have to join that group. On September 9th, the E-Commerce, Etsy, eBay, Amazon, and Online Sellers Mastermind in Detroit, Michigan will meet from 11:30 to 2 p.m. The meetup takes place at the Yankee Air Museum. That's at 47884 D Street in Belleville, Michigan. And the zip code is 48111.
On September 11th, the Salt Lake City eBayaholics meetup group will convene on the eBay campus in Salt Lake City, specifically at 583 eBay Way, Draper, Utah. The meetup will take place from 7 to 9 p.m. eBay employees will be in attendance to answer your questions and present as well.
Yeah, and it's worth going because that's the site of our customer service center, so there's a lot of smart employees there. And finally,
we keep the dumb ones in San Jose.
That wasn't the implication, but thanks. Finally, you're in the Seattle, Washington area on August 31st. Be sure to visit the eBay booth at the PAX West Convention, which takes place on that day at the Washington Convention Center. Now, the event takes place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can learn more about the event at their website, west.paxsite, P-A-X-S-I-T-E. com.
And you can see the entire eBay in-person events calendar on our community meetup page. That's ebay.com/meetups. Again, ebay.com/meetups. And finally in the news, it's time for What's Trending on eBay.
Okay, joining us now from eBay Marketing is our very own Liz Austin with our What's Trending on eBay segment. Hey, Liz.
Hello.
Last week was a pretty big hit. What do you have for us this week?
So, I think there's a couple of things that are a good segue from our chat last week. You know how some people check the news and, you know, see what's happening with the sports? I am one of these fans of checking explore.ebay.com.
Oh, this has become an obsession, I see.
I know, I'm a bit of an addict. So at the moment, yeah. I'm going to give you the latest what's trending from a scarcity point of view. Kith and Coca-Cola released their third and largest ever collaboration.
Okay, Kith, K-I-T-H. Now, can you explain, what is Kith?
Kith is, when you think about Supreme,
yes,
you also think about Kith.
Oh, are they like that Supreme brand?
It's for hype base. Do you know what a hype beast is? Would you regard yourself as a hype beast?
A what beast? I'm not understanding. Help me. What do you mean?
A hype beast is a person who follows a trend to be cool or in style.
Oh, a heart beast.
No, a hype. Hype.
A hype beast. Oh, now I get it. Okay. All right. Translation was a little
hype
difficult there. Hype beast.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm a hype beast.
Oh, there we go. It's the new name for a grift.
Yeah, okay.
A hype beast. So anyway, this is one of these brands that if you're a hype beast,
yeah. You
follow Supreme or you follow Kith, and it's a lifestyle brand. And they do these limited edition collaborations. They've done one with LeBron James.
Yeah.
They've done one with Bergdorf Goodman. They do these fantastic collaborations, but they do these limited edition drops. And so the latest one is with Coca-Cola, and it's the third one and always super successful.
Yeah.
And they're trending on eBay at the moment. So pop on to that site that I'm an addict of.
Explore.ebay.com.
Yep.
Oh, I'm there. I'm becoming an addict.
And it shows that the collaboration is 60 different styles that include varsity jackets, hoodies, tees, bathing suits.
I want those shoes.
How about that?
They're cool.
And they're trending. Look at that. New. They're trending from $464. And obviously, because it's a new drop, there's no used ones on the site at the moment because it's like literally just dropped on the weekend. And so, because it's trending on eBay.
Well, so where do I get these? I can come to eBay and buy them. But sellers that are offering them, are they finding them someplace else? Are they going to stores and grabbing what's available?
This is part of this whole culture. Kith has stores in New York, Miami, and LA.
That's it?
And they are concept stores. Yeah, because it's really this scarcity place. So their stores are in this incredible experience, but people will line up for a full day to get their hands on these pieces of clothing or shoes or whatever it is because
it's
a limited edition. It's unbelievable. It's so exciting. Anyway, so that's the latest one that's turning up on eBay. So jump on there, have a look, and get yourself one of these Kith and Coca-Cola collabs or get your hands on one, resell it, and make a pretty penny.
So I'm looking at prices here, and they range from about $399 to about $500.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know what these sold for in the Kith store?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that differential. What's interesting, too, I see this is not just one brand or two brands. This is Kith, Coca-Cola, and Converse.
They do, that's what I was saying, they do heaps of collaborations. So they do with Adidas, and they do it with people like LeBron James.
Sure.
So anyone that's, you know, hot to trot, they're out there doing these collaborations because they know that they will sell well, and they'll drive this excitement and anticipation just before they drop, and then that brings the price up for them.
Well, I learned about Kith, and we learned about being a hype beast.
Which you are now.
I'm a hype beast.
All these things I'm teaching you.
You know, that's why I love it when you come on the show. I learned something.
Good to see I had some value to your day.
What else do you have for us, Liz?
So, in the same lines, we are going to talk more about fashion.
Yeah, I love fashion.
Do you?
Yeah, it's my first thing I always go to.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a huge fashion nut.
Do you know, I used to run the marketing for Australia's version of the New York Fashion Week. So, fashion is near and dear to my heart.
Were you on the runway?
No.
Were you watching the runway?
Yeah, but like behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Fashion festivals are incredible in that it's so intimidating to sit in the front row of a fashion festival. To get consumers to come to this show, we would have to teach them how to sit in the front row of a show.
You have to teach them how to sit?
Yeah, so there's like front row etiquette and how do you use your phone. So when you're on Instagram doing Instagram stories, like, are you okay to do that when there's fashion walking down the runway? Yes, of course you're okay because that's what people are expecting. So now everyone, instead of watching it, just watches it through their phone. it's quite bizarre.
Oh, it's like every rock concert now.
That's right. Yeah.
No one's watching the concert. No. They're watching it on their phone right in front of their face.
Exactly. They're not like moving their hands anymore right. up in the air. It's like they're moving their phones to the beat of the music.
I'm not so sure this is a good thing.
But what are we talking about here first?
So trends. As we move through holiday, we know that inventory insights are going to be incredibly helpful for sellers.
Yes.
And so that you're not really just guessing, we can actually, using data, show you what is trending or what we expect will trend and sell well on eBay. So with fall coming up, unfortunately, it's nearly the end of summer. September, everyone thinks about fall fashion. And I see you've got, look at you, you've got your fall fashion colors on today.
Oh, I am nothing if not sartorial.
You hype beast.
So what's hot? What's going to trend? I need to know so I can spend my paycheck on eBay.
Well, interestingly, 6 out of 10 buyers over holiday are likely to purchase a fashion item to gift. So if we're thinking in the minds of our buyers, they're looking at fashion as an option for a gift over holiday.
So I'm a seller. I need to know what I'm going to sell.
That's right. So if we think about full fashion, we're thinking about layering. So that's all about one piece over the next. So you move into a room, you take your jacket off. So you've got your t-shirt, then you've got your shirt, then you've got your jacket. And what's on top of that. So it's all about layering. And then if we think about clothing as a gift, new items are what's going to be popular for buyers. They might be okay for shopping for pre-owned items for themselves, but probably not so keen on gifting a pre-owned item over holiday.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel if I opened a gift and it was a pre-owned shirt.
Yeah, unless it's like a super beautiful Chanel jacket.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
That's right.
Or one of those Versace shirts that cost $1,000. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah. Or a Kith and Coca-Cola jacket that's...
No problem.
Because you're a hype beast.
I'm a hype beast. Yeah. I used to be a sexy beast. Now I'm just a hype beast.
Even better.
Yeah.
So just like the leopard print goes in and out. Florals, I thought they'd gone, but they're actually still going strong in the fashion world.
But it's not spring.
I know, but when you start looking at the florals, we'll start seeing these deep, rich autumnal colors coming through.
Okay,
so the reds and the yellows and the blues, lavender, lilac, they're the colors of the season. And browns and metallics. So actually, metallics are really big at the moment. So anything with metallic in it, like your watch.
Yes. Well, no, my shirt's kind of it's a maroon metallic. You see, it has a little iridescence to it.
Oh, nice use of the word iridescence.
I know how to use that word. So looking for florals for resale, and we see this trending on eBay. This is what people are buying.
At the moment, and then as we get closer into fall, this is what we're expecting as well. So we work closely with our merchandise teams, and they're obviously ahead of the times. As a fashion festival, you're ahead of once the clothing drops. Starting the trends and things. So we're seeing the trends, we're seeing what the brands are releasing right now, and then we're giving you those insights and then what we expect to turn up on eBay as well and what buyers will be looking for based on the trends that are happening over fall.
So eBay's doing all the work. I just have to go to explore.ebay.com.
And listen to these little chats of ours because I'm giving you insights of what we expect buyers will want in fall. So there's some insights there. So when you're sourcing, you can take away these kind of tidbits that we're giving you, at least think about them when you're looking at things to buy for your stores.
What else is trending right now?
So I think it's also really helpful to know what brands buyers are looking for on the site and what brands they'll be looking for over fall.
Because that changes.
It does change,
yeah.
For sure. As trends change, brands that are in and out of favor change. But we're thinking brands like Calvin Klein, obviously, Free People. Yeah, the Free People is a very popular brand. Look, Griff's writing, as the hype beast is writing these brands
well,
down.
I've never heard of it, so I got to look it up later. Oh, Free People.
Geez, so much. ASOS. A-S-O-S.
ASOS, okay.
I feel like we're in kindergarten for fashion
here. Sorry, I should know these and I don't. Can you take my hype beast title away?
Maybe.
You
don't deserve it right now. Levi's. Come on, you got to know about Levi's.
Oh, of course.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Good, good.
Right.
Anthropology.
I always go into that store and wish they had more men's things. So I walk out with women's things. Who cares? Anthropology, yeah.
Shivago,
I've heard of that.
Birkenstock, this is such an interesting brand. This is like leopard print goes in and out. And the funniest thing happened. We went to Italy over the holiday and my husband bought a pair of Birkenstocks. And he said, are they in right now? And I said, oh, I'm not sure about Birkenstocks.
In Italy?
In Italy. But are they even cool in America? So we had this debate. He bought them. I asked my next door neighbor, who is super fashionable. I said, what do you think about Birkenstocks? Do you think they're in fashion at the moment? And she said, no, I don't think they are.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing.
So I went back to my husband and I said, look, you've got to take those Birkenstocks back. They're not in fashion anymore. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be seen dead with you in Birkenstocks.
Unless you're going to a Fisher Dead concert.
With your Google swag and your Birkenstocks. Like, I'm just not doing it. So return those Birkenstocks and let's get something cool, please.
Okay.
And then this morning, my neighbor comes over. She goes, look, I'm so sorry. I gave you the wrong advice. Birkenstocks are actually in fashion right now.
You should have checked on explore.ebay.com.
That's right. So neither of us are clearly hype-based. We don't know what's going on. And so now my husband has to go back and buy these Birkenstocks.
You know, every time someone says the word Birkenstock, I automatically smell patchouli.
What?
Yeah. It just comes right in my head.
Why?
Because Birkenstocks to me are hippie shoes.
Yeah, right. But I can't even say that word. Patchouli.
Patchouli.
Is it a smell?
Yeah, it's a fragrance. Yeah. It's very pungent.
Pungent.
Yeah. Popular with hippies.
Are you smelling it right now?
In my head I am.
Yeah, it's funny.
Heaven forbid I'm smelling it on myself. No, I'm smelling it in my head.
So Birkenstocks and pungent patchouli is the thing to go there. And my husband's going to go and buy his Birkenstocks. Adidas, you know Adidas is obviously a brand that does collaborations with Kith, which we've already talked about.
You mean Adidas?
Oh, yeah. We call it Adidas in Australia. Come on.
Well, and you also call a wrench a spanner, yep. So go
all
figure.
All these things we're learning about each other. Reformation, Ted Baker, Eileen Fisher, J. Crew, Zara, Madewell. Yeah, so they're all going to be super popular brands that our buyers are going to be looking for. So if you find those, particularly new, because if you're thinking about gifting new with tags, they're going to do really well on eBay.
I think it's worth pointing out, especially for the holidays, that we're talking about brands, most of which I've heard of. The other side of that coin is to stay away, if you can, when you're sourcing product from things that are generic. You're not going to do as well, no matter how nice looking they are. If it's not a known brand, it's not going to sell as fast.
Absolutely. Agree. 100%. So again, like, we're going to give you insights into trends, but also give you some ideas about what brands are going to sell well so that, you know, you can put a bit of a premium on those, because exactly. That's what our buyers are looking for.
What else you got, Liz?
Now, gotta love these. The first time I've ever experienced this last year, and I did get involved in this crazy phase of the Christmas pajamas.
What?
Yeah, pictures of families in matching Christmas pajamas.
I thought ugly Christmas sweaters were bad.
No, they're pajamas now. Oh, so I did partake in that last year, and I have that picture on my Instagram account, and I actually got the highest engagement of any picture on my Instagram account with me and my family and my little kids in their Christmas pajamas. Cringeworthy, maybe, but...
No comment.
I did it for the sake of Instagram, bit of engagement there, and it worked.
It worked.
So They're back in. So get your hands on some Christmas pajamas and the ugly sweaters, of course.
When we say Christmas pajamas, we're not talking brand necessarily.
No, sorry. That's just a trend or a type of clothing.
I don't think they're Chanel or Dolce & Gabbana Christmas pajamas.
Not yet.
There may be.
Right? Yeah.
If they're listening.
Yeah, no. Not that I've seen.
And of course, for people like myself who sleep commando, no need for pajamas.
Well, on that note, I need to get out of here. That's way too much information. Griff.
Well, Liz, it's always a pleasure. Tell us where we need to go again to learn as sellers what we should be keeping an eye on when it comes to sourcing product.
Explore.ebay.com, and I'll see you there. I frequent that site. And also on our seller center, there's a couple of pages there that talk about what to sell and how much for. So those pages are really awesome for giving some insights.
So when it comes closer to the holidays and we're doing gift giving on our team, I have a suspicion I know what I'm going to get.
Some patchouli?
I hope not. Christmas pajamas.
Woo-hoo!
From Kith and Kin, or just the Kith.
Just the Kith.
Just the Kith. Okay. Liz, it's always a pleasure. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week with more information on what's trending on eBay. Coming up next on Selling on eBay, Audrey talks with eBay Vice President of Seller Experience, Bob Cuppins, who shares his perspective on planning for the holidays.
Hi, Bob. It's almost September, and we're starting to think about holiday.
We are starting to think about holiday. Is that why you're wearing your Christmas hat?
And sweater.
Absolutely. That looks fantastic. You know, there's already a Halloween candy in the store, so you know that holiday is going to come early this year.
Yes. They love to put out that candy early. Okay, let's talk about holiday. What did we learn from last year's holiday period that we think we'll see more of in 2018?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Consumers spent so much money in holiday. I mean, it's kind of obvious in retail, but it's over almost $110 $1 billion online in November and December in 2017. And that was almost a 15% increase over 16. So if you think about the vibrancy of retail and the market that we're in and e-commerce, like, you know, I said, the City Bay Open, it's a great time to be in e-commerce, and holiday is our time. So we love to win in holiday. It was crazy. One of the things that we look at is the number of billion-dollar days. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about $1 billion sold in a day. But basically, you look at the progression of billion-dollar days, and it just keeps going up and up and up. So across 61 days of holiday, right, which is the span of over which holiday selling happens, 58 of those days were over $1 billion online. And so
holy,
if you think
moly,
about the pace at which retail spend is growing, I mean, it's just incredible. And again, what a great time to be in e-commerce. You know, the other thing is, while we think about Cyber Monday and we think about Black Friday, we really have seen an expansion in those days. Mm-hmm. The number of days that are really, really critical shopping moments. First of all, retail's happening earlier in the holiday, and you see lots of events that are happening way before Black Friday. You know, it used to be you'd wait and figure out what those doorbusters are, but now you'd see them 3 weeks in advance, and everybody gets prepared, and people are doing pre-Black Friday, pre-Cyber Monday deals. But also, there's, you know, there's more time now, mm-hmm, between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. And so we've got even an extended selling period. So it's going to start early and it's going to finish later, and there's more time in between. And it's like, you know, again, what a really, really incredible opportunity for all of us that are in retail and in e-commerce. You know, traffic on mobile was pretty massive last year. So that was another learning that we heard. Really an all-time high in mobile shopping. You know, we have a statistic at eBay that certainly over half of our transactions, I think it's over 60%, are influenced at some level by mobile. And we're going to see more and more of that. So mobile is going to be a critical and important piece of what we see in holiday this year. And then buyer expectations are changing as well. So we've done a lot this year around shipping. We've done a lot about returns. We can talk more about that. But buyers are expecting things to get to them fast. They're expecting them to get to them in the condition that they expected. And they also want to have the flexibility if they need to return something. And that's becoming more and more of a conversion driver. So that what we see is the more of those things that get adopted, not just by our sellers, but by all marketplaces and all retailers, that's driving conversion. And that's part of what's accelerating the pace of e-commerce and retail in general.
Yeah, you just stole my point, which was that it's not just happening on eBay. It's happening across all of e-commerce, those buyer expectations.
Absolutely. I mean, they're being set by eBay. Those expectations are being set by other retailers. The idea of driving down to the mall or rolling up to Main Street and doing your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping, it just doesn't work anymore. And
that's,
so now that's
kind of not the modern way.
That's
anymore.
Not the modern way. So you're now much more online. You're on mobile. You're quick shop, get something, move on. You know, everybody's super busy. And so trying to respond to the need of people shopping in a really different way, I think, is important and a thing that we obviously collectively have to all go do.
Yep. So what does all this mean for eBay sellers this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, e-commerce is going to continue to grow. So we don't know yet how many days are going to be over $1 billion in retail, but we think it's going to be a lot. And so obviously, we need to do some things to take advantage of that. You know, we've got this longer shopping period, and people in these different periods have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the shopping period, you know, whether it's Black Friday or, you know, around that time before Black Friday, kind of early December, people are thinking about unique, thoughtful items. They're thinking about things that have returns. You know, they're really trying to be expressive and do all the things we talk about in our marketing, which is express yourself and find your version of perfect. And, you know,
fill your cart with color.
Fill your cart. Well, but look, I mean, it's true. If you find that special something that's unique and different for somebody, you're going to have a very different holiday. And it's just a different sentiment. I personally like to do this. I try to find those things that are unique and different and express, you know, my feelings for someone and something about their unique personality. And those are things in a lot of cases you can only find on eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, our sellers bring such diversity and we love that. And so that's a key selling moment for us because no one else has that. And no one else can express your love of whatever in a way that eBay can across categories, across items. And so we're super excited about the opportunity that we have. But that's very much at the early stages of the holiday about inventory and selection and
finding that perfect
thing. Finding the perfect thing, exactly. As you get later in the season, it becomes much more about
panicky.
Speaking sounds like from experience there, exactly. But it's way more about, can I get it in time?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all about delivery.
Can I make sure that the thing is there that I can give at the moment that I wanna give it? And so I think things like EGD and fast shipping, being really transparent about what those shipping times are, all that becomes much more, to your point, manic at the end of the shopping season. But look, whatever happens, there's some basics that I think are important that we really need to make sure that everybody's thinking about. One is that search is the biggest driver of traffic to eBay. whether that's external search or on-platform search, optimizing your listings so that they get picked up in search and that they have the best opportunity mm-hmm. to be seen is very important.
Item specifics.
Yeah. So using item specifics, getting titles right, getting great quality images. You know, Griff did an incredible session at eBay Open about how to take the best images. It constantly is the most, highly regarded session at eBay Open. Thank
but
you,
But it's
Griff.
Also so critical. I mean, that photo is that first impression.
Exactly.
And if you've got a bad photo, that buyer is going to move on.
Exactly. Especially for things that are not new condition. You know, mm-hmm. if you've got things that are pre-owned, if you have things that are refurbished, like really making sure that people understand what they're getting is critical. But look, optimize your listing so that search can pick it up. We actually had a session at eBay Open and we're going to have Google come in, I think, on the podcast and do a little bit of a session related to how to optimize your listing so that they can get picked up externally. So I think that's a really important piece of it. I think we need to be thinking about what are some of these capabilities that our sellers can provide, whether it's free shipping, fast shipping, free returns. You know, we've seen some great data on 30-day free returns that when people adopt 30-day free returns, we've already seen up to 15% increases in conversion for those items. And so we really feel like getting those new capabilities on board and out in the market is really, really critical. And we hope that a lot of our sellers take the opportunity to add free shipping, to add faster shipping, and to add free returns.
And free returns seem so critical in holiday because likely you're shopping for a gift and you want to make sure that if your gift recipient is not crazy about the item, that they have an easy way to return it. I feel like free returns during the holiday is a really critical differentiator for sellers.
Yeah. And you know, what we've seen is in addition to that conversion increase, many sellers have told us that they actually haven't seen a significant mm-hmm. increase in the return rate. So it's less about creating this process where people buy stuff and return it at an increasing rate. It's more about confidence and inspiring confidence in the fact that if you have an issue, you can resolve it. But in general, I think what we're finding is that we haven't seen that massive increase in return rates. Now, there are clearly some exceptions, and we're trying to work through those and make sure that we protect our sellers in the right way. We've got some very specific protections around buyer abuse that we've put in place. But like I said, in general, we're seeing increased conversion and a return rate that doesn't offset that increased conversion, which is basically a benefit for sellers. The other thing I'd just say is that obviously we need to know what's hot. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's so great about our seller population there. They're well ensconced in their categories and they know and they understand what's scarce, what's hot, what's new, what's coming, you know. And so the ability to source inventory into that insight around where the demand is really, really critical. We provide some tools. And so explore.ebay.com is a good example that talks about some of the trends. Seller Center obviously talks about that. We send some a number of promotional emails around inventory that we think is going to be hot and give folks an opportunity to take advantage of a lower final value fee in those cases. We've got a lot of resources on our side, but we want our sellers to use their insight and their knowledge to figure out what's hot and then bring that inventory to the eBay marketplace so that we can have the best, most vibrant set of inventory for holiday. But one other thing, you know, as it relates to shipping is handle time. And, you know, I'm a consumer seller. I have a 2-day handle time. And what I found is that when I go look at my listings, I'm not giving buyers a really great delivery date promise. Mm-hmm. You know, it tends to be 5 to 7 days. And I've made a specific and concerted effort, not just to handle faster, but I'm actually going to be reducing my handle time in the holidays in the system so that when the EDD, the estimated delivery date calculator runs, it takes advantage of that reduced handle time estimate. And I think that's a really important one for all of you sellers who have the ability to bring your handle time down. If you're at 1 day, if you can handle same day, that would be an unbelievable improvement to what the buyers cumulatively see across the marketplace. If you're in 2 days, make it 1 day. Like make a push in holiday to bring your handle time down, move it down in the system, and then deliver on that. Because I think that, like returns, like guaranteed delivery, provides confidence, especially as you get later in the season, those delivery dates become more and more and more important in terms of what you sell. So just an encouragement there to something that's totally within the seller's control.
Yeah, handle and it could be the difference between a sale and missing a sale.
Absolutely.
Is, you know, how quickly can that item be delivered.
Absolutely. So in a world of 2-day delivery, you know, 1 day reduction in handle time makes a very significant difference. And finally, just as it relates to listings, you know, so many people are going to be seeing your listings on mobile. Make sure that those listings are optimized as much as possible for mobile. So there's some tips on Seller Center and the holiday playbook around how to do that. And I think just being aware. And if you don't do this yourself, like get our native apps, like look at your listings, like make sure you're actually seeing what those look like to the majority of our buyers in mobile, because that's how those listings are going to be evaluated. And so anyway, just make sure you take a look at that and use some of the tips to optimize for mobile as well.
So eBay has been recommending that sellers adopt 30-day returns, but do we know if it actually has an impact on their business?
Recommending is a polite way to say what we did, which was to make it a requirement for TRP to have 30-day free returns. And look, we know that a lot of folks have felt, you know, imposed on with that standards change. And so I appreciate that. What I would say is that we're trying to meet a very aggressive buyer expectation, especially in holiday, as you've said, you know, which inspires confidence in a buyer that they can resolve any issue. We've seen that when sellers move to 30-day free returns, we've already seen their conversion growing in some cases by as much as 15%. And so we've also seen that there's really not a significant, again, in general, there's some specific situations, but in general, there's not a significant increase in the returns rate. And so for those outliers, obviously we have some seller protections against buyer abuse that we've put in place. You know, we really feel like the benefit of free returns outweighs any sort of increased return rate that that our sellers are seeing. At the end of the day, it's good for sellers and it's good for the marketplace, but it's also good for buyers. Mm-hmm. Like giving them the confidence to click buy instead of trying to find that item somewhere else, I think is what we're all about here.
Yeah. It could be the determining factor in a sale versus losing a sale.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Bob, for coming in today to help us kick off holiday. Before you go, what would be your top three tips for sellers to win this holiday season?
I mean, look, I think it's pretty simple. It's one of those things that sounds easy, but I know it's hard and it requires a lot of work from our seller population. But having the right inventory, sourcing it, getting it on the site, and having those listings optimized to sell is point number one. You guys know what's hot. You know where the demand's going to be. Bring it to eBay and let us put it in front of 170 million buyers in the most critical and important selling season of our year. So please bring all your inventory. The second thing I would say is price it right. Price it right. Allow it to meet buyers' expectations, to delight them around the value that they can find on the eBay marketplace. And in some cases, we have guidance. And so take advantage of the guidance that we have for those, or just use your insight into what the best prices are in the market and be competitive. We, at the end of the day, need to be a competitive retailer, and we're going to trust all of you to help us get there. And then I would say ship it fast and offer free returns, because those are the things that are going to get our buyers over the line to click buy. And that is what we all want for holiday and for sales in general.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Hey,
really
thank you so
it.
Much. Yeah, it's been great.
Up next, eBay staffer Jen Deal will talk with three sellers about how they're strategizing for the holiday selling season.
Okay, let's continue with this week's theme of holiday selling, but from a different perspective. Joining us now for the first time on Selling on eBay is our very own marketing strategist, Jennifer Deal.
Thanks, Griff.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, Griff, I thought it would be great if instead of you and I expounding on the importance of having a holiday plan in place, we could instead talk directly to three people on the eBay front lines. And by that, I mean eBay sellers. They're going to teach us how they strategize and prepare for the biggest retail holiday season of the year.
Sounds good. And there's no better source than sellers, so take it away, Jen.
Joining us first is Ken. He is known as the Hustle Bee, all one word. Ken, welcome to the Selling on eBay show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
When do you actually start thinking about the holidays?
Usually get a six-month head start. Last year was pretty big for me, and it was a very eye-opener. So this year, I've decided to get a six-month head start and actually prepare my inventory and everything else for Q4.
You learned from last year's holiday season, that one being your first. Do you think about this season differently?
There's a few changes that we are making to just have a more efficient and just have a better variety as far as the categories were concerned. I have a better variety of inventory.
There are three areas that every seller kind of sets up for their business. And which of these three do you keep the most organized? Is it your ship station, your inventory system, or your listing process?
For me, the most important is my inventory system. I carry about 1,200 items in my eBay store right now, and I operate outside of my two-bedroom apartment. So I feel like when I have all my inventory lined up pretty well, I have all the labels marked out, all my boxes stocked in the right way where I want them to be, I feel like everything else around it follows suit, just because when my inventories are put together, I can list better. I won't have a lot of clutter around the house. And also when you're shipping items, you have to look for these items that you have to fulfill. So that gives me a better flow when all my inventory systems are in place.
I think I need you at my place just to organize me.
Well, 100%, I'll give that credit to my wife. She helps me with the business, and you know, and she really helps out a lot with the organization part, because I can tell you I'm the least qualified with when it comes to organizing.
What do you think in the last year and a half or so were the key things that moved your business up to the next level?
When I started, I started to find the niche that I'm in, trying to master it. So with me, I'm in the sporting goods category. So a lot of times I always review my sales. What do I sell the most? Now going into this holiday season, within the last 2 weeks, I've actually been looking at my sales report from last year and just jotting down what are the most sold items that I have. A lot were actually basketball shoes. A lot of it has to do with the basketball season starting. So basketball sold a lot. So really knowing what really sold before and following on the trend. So mastering what you've sold before and adding more to it.
What are your thoughts on free shipping and free returns?
Oh, I'm 100% all about it. Almost every store offers free shipping now online. So within my store category, my average sale price or my items are around $100. So what I usually offer free shipping on items that are $100 and over. It does give a better value for the buyer, not having to worry about calculating. So especially going on to the fourth quarter, it's holiday season. Everybody wants to talk about budget. When they see a $100 item, plus you add shipping to it, now they have to add it. And a lot of times, personally too, when I shop, I click the filter free shipping. It is a very good added value and feature to offer it. And a lot of people are like, no, I'm going to lose money. You're not going to lose money. Just adjust your pricing according to your shipping. So what I've done as far as shipping was concerned, I've averaged out how much I spent on shipping. So I'm about $8.50 for shipping. When I look up my pricing, I just tack that $8.50 on my pricing. And then that covers me. For free returns, when I heard about it, I actually turned my free returns about 2 weeks ahead before the rollout. I just want to see and test it if there's going to be a big increase or not. Personally, in our eBay stores and also talking with a few people that are around in my circle, none of our returns went up. I am currently at 4.8% return rate, which is, I'll take that all day, comes with a business. And also when you offer free returns, you're qualified to become a top rated seller plus. Now that is 10% off on your final value fee. So I sell about 15 to 20,000 a month right now. That is $2,000 in seller fees. If I get 10% off, that's $200 off my fees. Looking at the previous data, I get about 10 returns. So as my average shipping cost, that's only $8.50. So that's around $85 for those 10 free returns. At the end of the day, I'm still saving money. So even in my social media platform, I encourage everybody to offer the free returns because it gives more added value and you earn more customer trust when it comes to them buying from you.
I could not have said that better myself. Just a note for our audience, we actually have a returns calculator in Seller Center. If you want to go and plug in some of your numbers and just to see some estimates about how much you can add to your margins as well to cover the cost, very similar to what Ken was describing. And there's also a shipping calculator that'll do the same thing. But you heard it from the Hustle Bee. Thank you so much, Ken. Happy holiday sales to you this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm always glad to share lessons that I've learned giving back to the community, and eBay has really changed our lives and helped us create the lifestyle that we wanted to live. So again, thank you. You have a great day.
Excellent information there, Jen. Shall we hear from another seller?
Absolutely, Griff. Our next seller is 2018 Shine Award finalist Prince, and he sells under the user ID Electronic Surplus Deal. Prince, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
When do you actually start thinking about the holidays?
Started thinking about the holidays right now, actually. So there's around 2 to 3 months left before quarter comes around, which is for Black Friday and Christmas. And so I want to have all my inventory prepped in advance, and I want to make sure that everything is smooth and ready to go by the time the holiday season actually comes around. You know, getting all my supplies ready right before the holiday season.
So this is the perfect time to get ready for that.
And do you source or do anything differently for holiday?
Yes, I do. So I was full-time last year on eBay during the holiday season, and I've noticed that the traffic on eBay goes up significantly depending on what you sell on eBay. My traffic went up around 500%, so my sales went up 500%. And so now I have kind of an idea of how much inventory and supplies I need to make sure everything goes smoothly this year.
What are you planning for this holiday season that's different from last year?
Well, this year I want to be way more organized because, like I said, last year was my first time full-time on eBay. And so I kind of didn't know what to expect. And so, you know, when all those sales came through, I was kind of unprepared in a sense. So this year I'll make sure that I'm ready for it and I'm prepared to handle all the orders and make sure my customer service is on point. So that's what I'll be doing differently.
Which of these three things do you keep the most organized, or in your mind should be the most organized? Is it your ship station, your inventory system, or your listing process?
I focus more on my inventory system and my shipping station. That has to be as optimal as possible for me to kind of get my packaging and my shipping all done smoothly.
What are the things that you believe moved your business up to the next level?
So for the past 2 years, actually, I've been pretty involved on social media. And so, you know, through social media and meeting a lot of other resellers and people in the community, we've been able to create mastermind groups. And we've been all collaborating and trying to learn and grow from each other. And so that's been a major help over the past year and two. When you do online sales, you're kind of alone and you don't really have coworkers unless you make coworkers for yourself. And so that's what I've done, and that's been one of the biggest things for me. But because, like, no matter who you are and what you think you know, you know, things are always changing and you want to be there and know the information while it's happening. And, you know, people usually have different perspectives on things. And so it's just really good to bounce off ideas from other people.
What are your thoughts on free shipping and free returns?
I think free shipping and free returns is excellent. You know, before eBay even implemented that, I've been doing that as a way to kind of set myself apart from other sellers and be more unique. I think it's a great thing. I think the whole platform will see an increase in sales and credibility for that reason. I try to think about everything in a consumer perspective. So when I go to purchase something on eBay or any other website, for example, I want to see free returns and free shipping. That'll make me feel more comfortable with buying stuff.
Thank you, Prince. That was helpful information you shared with us. We hope that you have a prosperous holiday selling season this year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys having me here.
You know, Jen, these sellers definitely know their stuff. Shall we hear from our third seller?
Yes. Our next seller is Glenn, also known as Hustler Hacks. Thanks for joining us, Glenn. I know this is a really busy time of year, so we appreciate your time today.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So when do you start thinking about holidays?
I usually start thinking about holiday in the summertime, so May, June, July, and really building up the inventory. Sometimes summer can be a little slow, depending on what your niche is, but I think that's the best time to really go sourcing as much as possible, build that up so you're ready for August, September. You know, you're ready for the bigger sale.
As you're planning, do you source or do anything different for holiday selling, and or what are you thinking about in these early months?
In these months, I'm really trying to get everything ready as far as my inventory layout, how I'm able to prep and get everything ready on time, supplies, make sure I have plenty. And most importantly, like, speed is a factor, so I want to make sure I have my listings ready to go, I have the templates ready, I have things ready that I can just go ahead and ship out as soon as possible, and not running into little small hiccups here and there.
Which of the three things do you keep the most organized? Is it your ship station, your inventory system, or your listing process?
Definitely inventory system, because Q4 things are selling every day, sometimes up to, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 packages, up to daily, weekly, depends on what your quantity is. But you don't want to mess up and sell things twice or think you have 10 of one item and then you really only had 8 and run into cancellations, things like that. So inventory, definitely your number one detail during Q4.
So you've been with us for a while and you've got a number of holidays under your belt. What do you think has been the key thing that has moved your business up?
The key thing, I would say, is really just networking and having accountability group. Just different people that we are also, you know, all eBay sellers really want to help each other out. So every week we look at the numbers. How can we improve on sales, on inventory, on sourcing, and just keeping each other accountable, at least in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, and seeing what I have in common with a lot of different sellers, that's really helped me the most.
What is your secret to success that you think newer sellers that are maybe just getting to the where you are would really need to think about this year?
Number one, you have the capital to keep it running. during November, December, I really just cut out a lot of maybe some of the extra things that I had. Not really extra money to spend on different things. I would just want to reinvest in the business and keep the capital moving and reward yourself afterwards. Once December is done, Q4 is done, then you can kind of look back to see what kind of money you have and what you'd want to work with. But really during that time, it's like making sure you have enough capital to keep sourcing, keep running, and just go all in and reinvesting in your business.
And what are your thoughts on free shipping and free returns, Glenn?
Personally, I like it. I think it really gives the customer a better idea what they can expect. Your free returns, you're a trusted seller. It shows that not only you're a trusted seller, but they can go into other items that you're selling and look and see, you know what, I really trust this seller, especially during Q4, during this time that I'm going to get my package on time. When it comes to free shipping, they don't have to go and calculate, okay, if I buy this for $100, then shipping is $12.50, and try to put all this money together. Just here it is, here's a flat rate, you know, $100 free shipping, and you're going to get it on time. I think buyers really, really like that.
Math is not something that should be a barrier when I'm trying to fill a cart. Well, thank you, Glenn. I learned something new. I know our audience appreciates hearing all of these tips from our sellers, and I hope you have a happy holiday selling season this year on eBay.
Thanks again. Thanks for having me.
Jen, what a wealth of advice and tips and information. Our sellers always come through with the right stuff, don't you think?
I think they are incredible.
Let's summarize this in three calls to action. Call to action number one.
Organize your inventory system.
Call to action number two.
Free shipping and returns is customer focused and will set you apart from everyone else.
Call to action number three.
Participate in social networking and find other sellers that can hold you accountable to your business.
Perfect. Jen, I want to thank you so much. That was an excellent interview, and I hope you'll come back and join us for more interviews in the future here on Selling on eBay.
Absolutely. Thanks, Griff.
You're welcome.
Up next, Griff takes your questions and calls here on Selling on eBay.
Let's take our first call. Please state your name and what's your question.
Hi, Grace. My name's Debbie, and my eBay name is Keep Calm and Push On.
Oh.
And I actually have a... Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
You actually featured me on the episode 3 of the podcast, and I just want to say thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It was wonderful. Thank you. So what's your question?
So actually, I did promise on the lyrics that I was going to call in with a question, and I do have one that concerns global... Oh, I hope I didn't come through then, but an eBay thing just happened.
Did you make a sale?
On the phone. I think so, at the same time. Sorry, I don't know whether you heard that, Yorin.
No, we didn't
hear
it.
But I'm very happy right now. Okay. So I love using the global shipping program for basically every item that I sell. But when it comes to shipping both domestic and international sales at the same time, I struggle because I love streamlining, you know, the shipping process, but at the moment it doesn't seem to have a setup so that we can do the global shipping program international orders at the same time on the same page as the domestic shipping.
Oh, I know.
So I'm hoping and wondering if eBay's has got a timeline where they might be sorting that out for us.
I know. It's so upsetting and frustrating. You get that note saying, you know, these orders can't be printed through the...
Yeah. We'll have to go back and do more.
So we're in luck, Debbie, because it just so happens, coincidentally, that joining me in the studio right now is Dallas Rossell, who is from our shipping team, and I think he may have the answer. Hi, Dallas.
Yeah. Hi, Debbie.
So, hi, yeah, how are you, Dallas?
Very good, thank you. That's obviously one of the major gaps in our current bulk printing flow. And we're right now, the good news is right now we are redesigning the bulk label printing flow. We have a beta version of it out right now that's being tested among a small group of sellers. It doesn't have international in it yet, but the intent is to add not only international services for USPS and FedEx, but also to cover our global shipping program transactions and orders so that you can print everything all in one go. This is, as I said, being tested right now, and we are hoping to start rolling this out more broadly to sellers beginning next year.
Fantastic.
Okay, perfect.
So it's a little bit of a delay.
Very happy. Okay. Yeah, but I'm very happy to hear that it's in the works because I know not everybody is affected, but personally, I really love the global shipping program. It's so much easier to do, but that one extra step will just make everything a little bit quicker for me. So great. Thank you.
Well, Debbie, thank you. And thank you, Dallas.
Thanks a lot. I just wanted to also add that now is a good time. If there are other things that you're seeing in the bulk printing flow that are suboptimal, things that you'd like to see changed, now is a really good time for me to get that feedback so that we can hand it off to our product team as they're in the process of designing the new flow.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right this minute? No. I think you're putting Debbie on the spot.
No, we can get that feedback over email or by phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Debbie, you can always call back into the show. I'd love to have you back on.
That'd be lovely. Thank you. I'm actually only around the corner from the HQ, so I'll probably see you on Tuesday night anyway for the Bay Area meetup.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. We'll get to meet at the meetup. Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Okay. Well, we'll see you then, and then we'll hear you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Debbie. Thank you.
Thanks
again. Cheers, Dallas.
Let's go to our next caller. Please state your name and your user ID and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is Jeremiah Lord, and my username is MyRockinNay. I just had a question wondering, with eBay new catalog system, will there be a buy box similar to, say, the Amazon buy box, where multiple sellers with the same listing would be able to share or split the sale at like an eBay-approved price point or something similar? There isn't a race to the bottom or no penny war, like, whoever has the lowest price is always going to get the purchase. Is that going to be the same, or will it be split or shared?
So not quite the same. Definitely not in look and feel. It'll be eBay-focused and eBay-centric
right.
type of experience. And you can actually see this on the site now. For example, if you search for iPhone and filter down to a particular type of iPhone, you can get an idea of exactly what our product page looks like. So there's a little bit more control for the buyer during a search on something like, say, an iPhone. And I'm only using that because I know that's already the experience on eBay. It's expanding
right.
more and more to different categories. But the buyer gets the chance in the search results to actually toggle like items. So if the search is pretty broad and they just use the word iPhone, there'll be a little toggle on the top of the search results, and they can say show like items. And then see they're grouped by model and condition, whether it's refurbished.
I see.
And then the buyer makes that decision. And when they get to the product page, they'll see an item. And in most cases, it's going to be the item that's going to be the lowest price. So it's not necessarily a rush to the bottom. But on eBay, there's more considerations. There's things like, because we don't mandate things like free shipping or free returns, there uh-huh. will be versions where they can say this item is, this might be look like the lowest price, but this item has free shipping or free returns.
Or this is new with other
right.
description or something.
Exactly. So
or
there's
Best Buy offer.
Exactly. So there's not always, it's not going to be just one item that's presented to the buyer. So in that case, there's options for them. It makes the decision process a lot easier. But there won't be a process where for exact similar items, they'll be shared necessarily. So it's a different system than a site like Amazon. It's more
sure.
eBay focused. If you want to see how this actually works, my suggestion is to just go and search for something like iPhone and then go through it as a buyer.
Well, like, say some of my listings, I normally have try to optimize my titles to have a lot of good keyword phrases in there, so it's not just iPhone 4.
It sure,
would be
yeah.
iPhone
yeah.
4, next generation, blah, 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 2018.
Sure.
So I try to do that. Now, say if I were to go search my item, I see now it shows that it's sold by 34 people, but, you know, my item's not the first on the list. It's obviously, like you just mentioned, the lowest price point, but how would I mean...
You want to make sure we're
yeah,
on the top.
How do people see me without having to filter through 34 people if I'm only going to be one person in the new category, or if there's only going to be one listing in the new category?
So if everything else is equal, then price will be the consideration. So this will necessitate sellers checking this on a regular basis and then making sure that if they want to show up higher, that their price is the most competitive. And I'll give you an example.
Sure.
So I sell fragrances on the site. A few of my fragrances have the capability on eBay of being product page specific because they have a UPC code. In those cases, I check those. And to the extent that possible, I may lower my price by a penny just so I make sure that I'm on the top. And that's worked for me. And I suspect that most of our sellers who have commodity items that are in the catalog will be doing the same.
Sure. And that's kind of almost makes it feel like it is a penny war, or it is the lower price wins.
So here's,
even though it's not,
yeah.
it kind of feels that way when it comes down to that metric.
Well, think about it. If all other things are equal, the buyer wants the bargain. And a penny could be the deciding factor. Here's what I discovered, though. Jeremiah, I've discovered that, and don't spread this around. So this is a secret, even though it's on the show now.
Between you and I, right?
Just between you and I. Most sellers aren't paying attention. So when I lower my price by a penny, they don't lower theirs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not paying attention to the other buyers. And a lot of times I didn't really pay attention to the price. I have set margins and I have like my set equation. I focus more on my title and how to optimize it and maybe how to like phrase it differently. So where the normal person would search for the specific iPhone, it would sound more like they were phrasing it to their mom or to their friend.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of good sales. Will that still be viable option with this category system?
Yeah. I mean, title keywords will always play a part, but with catalog items, everything depends on the product identifier, whether that's a UPC code, ISBN, GTIN.
The MPN.
Yeah, all of the...
Okay, well...
That's actually more important than the title.
Okay, and I noticed, and I just listened to a previous live show from your previous show, and I forgot the gal's name that was on there, but it was
Wait, we have to pay homage. Oh, not Lee, okay.
not Lee. She was hosting with you, but it was another gal. It was before the Vegas event, the eBay live event.
Hmm.
But she had mentioned how you have to, her tip was like filling all the specific drop-down categories from eBay.
Yes,
like if it was red, then click red. If it shows like long sleeve, not short sleeve, you know, make sure to fill out those. What if I were to fill them my own out, even though it's the same one? Like, instead of scrolling down and finding a specific color in that catalog, what if I just wrote in that specific color?
Well,
is that going to alter it because I didn't actually use the eBay dropdown?
Yeah, that's a tricky question. Always use the default item-specific choices if you can. So, for example, if I have a maroon shirt and maroon isn't one of the colors, I choose red. And I'll put maroon in the title, but if you add the item specific maroon, that would help in a title search. It's not going to help in a product. It's not a recognized yet product identifier. So I would probably stick wherever possible to the default choices that are presented to you as options for a single item specific. Most of them are pretty covered. If you're talking about shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, sleeveless, then you're okay.
And a lot of times with the catalog, it preloads everything. I've noticed or started noticing already, you know, you got a stock photo or it preloads everything for you. Now, what if I were to add something to that? I know there's a place where you can modify or suggest a modification in the catalog, like to add more or something.
Yes.
But if I don't have the option on my listing and I still wanted to add more to it, would that hurt it or would that still be something viable and might put me ahead of a game or the competitor?
It can't hurt. It can only help as long as you don't have product identifiers that are conflicting with the existing product identifiers.
Sure.
So for example, if it says color, you can't add a second color. And if you change the label to other color and then add the color, that's probably not going to make much of a difference.
Right.
You have to sort of weigh this out when you're deciding if I'm going to create a custom item specific, and you can make sure it's not contradictory. One big important tip when you're doing your own item specifics, there are two parts. There's what's called the label or the attribute, and that's like color.
Yeah.
And then you put in a value. If you're using words, make sure it's one word. Don't put a phrase in. So it really, the text string should be one word.
I'm taking notes.
I hope you're not driving.
No way. I still got to go back into work, but I took a lunch break. So I'm just sitting out I'm in Arizona. So I'm sitting out in the AC in my truck.
Glad the AC's on.
Oh yeah. It's warm here.
It can be. That's true. Well, Jeremiah, I hope that helped. And thank you so much for your call. We hope to hear from you again.
I appreciate it, Griff. And you have a good one. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. And stay out of the heat.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Jeremiah. I want to remind everyone that you can always call into our hotline 24/7 at 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630. And that's our show for this week.
That went fast.
It sure did.
And I can see you finished off the cake in the meantime. Thanks.
Not to worry. I saved you a piece. Wait, here.
A piece? You call that a piece? That's a pile of crumbs.
Sorry. I have absolutely no self-control around cake. And happy one-month anniversary to my friend and co-host.
And happy one-month anniversary to you. Anything you want to add, you know, between bites?
Yes. Don't forget to call our hotline, 888-723-4630. And you can call that hotline any time of the day, any time of the week. Yes, indeed. 888-723-4630. Oh, and you can subscribe to our show as well. Just follow the instructions on the Selling on eBay podcast community page, which you can find at www.ebay.com/Selling on eBay. Hey, shall we roll the credits?
Sure thing, Griff. Selling on eBay is brought to you by our eBay community/podcast team.
Director of Community, Brian Burke.
Editor-in-Chief and first and last engineer and host, Griff.
And co-host and creative consultant, Audrey Tracy.
Liz Austin from our marketing team.
Community manager and official herder of cats, Alan Aisbit.
And last but not least, our Temecula Toastmaster and king of Instagram, Doug Smith.
Thanks to the entire team. Hey, Audrey, read this.
Sure. Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Lisbon and Podcast 411. On behalf of eBay, I'm Audrey Tracy.
And I'm Griff. And we'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay. Until then, and it's going to be our theme song unless Dale Evans and Roy Rogers sue us, happy sales to you. And yes, they did strut. They did stuff Trigger. Until we meet again here on Selling on eBay. Did you get any of that cake?
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm not eating that.
I'll bake an for next week.
I don't trust you.
You don't trust my cake.
First of all, I don't believe you've ever baked a cake.
You have so little faith. I better shut this off before we get, in trouble.